This is the Visual Developers Podcast with your hosts, Matt Varghese and Ben Parker. From maker interviews to tutorials and more, we're here to talk about all things no code.
I got you. We can do it.
It's a podcast for everyone.
It's a podcast for everyone. Hopefully your children aren't listening.
That's not true. Hopefully your children are listening and they're getting into the no code movement. That's the thing.
No curse words today. We're going to try. Yeah. Probably.
I'll avoid it. All right. I'll avoid it.
Well, everybody, welcome to episode number 6. Wow, 6 episodes in now of the Visual Developers Podcast. Today we're talking...
Gang.
Yes, sir. We're excited about it. And today we're talking about... I rebuilt a meetup site with kind of that same RSV functionality using Webflow and Zapier. We're going to talk about that.
As a recap, why did you do that?
It's a good question. So Meetup is changing the way they do things. And so one of those things that they're doing now is if you are on the free plan, there's changes coming where people will have to pay a couple dollars per meetup to RSVP, or like you could cover that cost for them. But as we know, like you already have a ton of stuff on your plate if you're running a meetup. So that's just one more thing. So what we thought was, hey, let's show you how to do this in Webflow and Zapier. And then on top of that, you can take your Webflow skills to the next level or take the Webflow skills you've got and you can build a really cool site where you can have blogs, video content, all kinds of stuff to go with it. So it's not just the meetup functionality, but everything for your group and your community right there. So built that. We're going to talk about that here in just a few minutes. But before we do, we just kind of, like we typically work through this, like what's up in the no-code space right now and what we're seeing. And our last episode was about the no-code comp from Webflow, and it is now sold out, so out of tickets.
Obviously, due to all of our marketing on our last episode.
We'll take credit.
We single-handedly sold out no-code comp.
That's what we're going to say anyway. No-code conference sold out, and I think now there's even a waiting list, which is crazy. And
insane.
I'm pretty sure that... Yeah, I mean, that's just going to be such a cool conference. I mean, can you even, like, I don't know, just trying to wrap my head around how cool that's going to be.
We have no comparison point for other no-code conferences, so this is going to be a major milestone in the no-code history.
Yeah, and it's going to be a cool conference. We covered that last week, but I think it's cool that they sold out. It's pretty stinking neat. Looking forward to
there is a live stream for people like me, right, that can't go.
Yeah, so one of the things we almost mentioned last time and then we were like is it something that can be mentioned? They talked about, looks like what's going to happen is they're going to be live streaming the conference. So if you can't go, you can follow Webflow's YouTube channels and you'll be able to watch those sessions right from the comfort of your own home on your phone, your tablet, your computer, and kind of keep up with everything.
Do you know what that's going to cover? Is it going to be like just like the main talks, like Vlad and Pablo on stage, or is it going to be demo stuff too? Like, do you know the extent?
I don't know the extent. I do see like an email went out today that was like to people who are attending, that's like the official no-code conf guide. And it's got all this information about where it's at and for accessibility, you know, what to keep in mind and how to check in and what the schedule is. And here's some fun things happening and, you know, thanks for the introverts and all these different pieces. But I haven't really, I probably should have read this before we recorded this, but I haven't had a chance to really dig in yet. But I'm assuming it'll be most of the main conference. I don't know about the workshops the day before. I'm not sure. I don't know about the demo theater, but I'm excited. I think it's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. Yeah, it'll be. I'll have to check it out. Front, like you said, from the comfort of my own home, since I'm not going.
Yeah, and or you can just like text me, Yo Ben, And then I can literally...
What's happening? Give me the play-by-play. Literally every play-by-play. What demo talk are you at right now? Who's at yours? Give me everything.
I'll literally live stream it just for you, like from my phone.
That's love. That's love right there.
So No Code Conference, sold out. Pretty cool. We did an episode a couple episodes back. We talked about Glide apps. Super cool. Mm-hmm. And Matt pinged me this week and was like, hey, did you see the change to Glide apps? And I was blown away. So they've changed the way the pricing works. Some of their features on their pro plan. I know one of the things we mentioned was like, there's not much difference between free and pro. It was just like one or two,
a few different features. Things. Right.
And then one of the things we were like, you know, oh, if you could only submit this to the App Store, well, seems like they're like, they jumped right over. Once again, can we take credit for this too? Can we?
I know, right? They heard the episode and they were like, you know what? Ben so is stupid. Right. We should allow people to submit these to the App Store. No, but for context, like the features that went from the pro plan to the free plan, file picker, so people can upload files now. The buy button, on a free plan, it has a really high transaction fee. It has a 10% transaction fee on top of Stripe. So it can be kind of hefty. But, hey, it's free. So it's a trade-off. And then geolocation, so locating the user on the map, which I think are all really cool changes. But there are some limitations with these changes. I think they limit – instead of unlimited rows in your Google Sheet, you can have 500 rows. Up to 100 megabytes stored in your app. And that makes sense too. I mean, look, they're a SaaS tool. They have their own limitations. You can only give away so much on a free tier plan. But I think these changes are good for the community. I think even like if the goal is to be profitable, I think even the $29 a month plan isn't terrible.
No. And I mean, what's one of the things we were talking about? Like, how can they do all this for free? We were having that conversation, and I don't know. I think it's cool. And they made some great points, like in their forum post where they announced the changes to the community and what that was going to look like. Of like, it's about them being sustainable long term, and for them, you know, providing the very best product that they can, which is really cool. I love that they're keeping that in mind. And like you said, it's totally worth it. Like,
for sure. And like in this forum post, like David, the founder, even said, if you have an urgent need to use Glide that's impacted by these changes and you can't afford it, please email me with an explanation. It sounds like he's really trying to keep all users in mind with this. And it sounds like he really cares about like the people using his platform. So I think this is a good change for everyone. I don't see a real downside to this.
And the ability you can apply. Now, it's a hefty fee, and they have to like your app and think that it's like, there's some sort of, I don't know what the framework is or the rubric is to be accepted. But like if they like your app, hefty fee, you can get it submitted to the App Store. And is that iOS and Android, or is it just iOS? How does that work?
That's a good question. That's the thing. It's kind of vague because how it works is if you go to the pricing page, there's a frequently asked questions section. Like it's not like a hyperlinker. And I mean, in the frequently asked questions section, it is a hyperlink to a type form. But there's no like prominent call to action anywhere that says submit to App Store. So I kind of think it might just be like a beta feature right now. Because the wording in it, I think you and I talked about this in Slack, like it's kind of weird. You pay $999 for them to maybe submit your app if it meets the guidelines. So it's kind of, I think they're still playing around with it, and which is fine. Yeah,
I would assume that your app would have to be submitted before they take your money. I would think, but like,
for sure.
But like,
I don't think they're going to take your money and run. Yeah, it's like, pay me and maybe we'll do it.
But I mean, it does have that kind of weird, like, you know, I don't know. But I'm curious. I wish I knew more about how that worked because we talked about it. Their apps are so stinking cool, and to literally be able to work off of spreadsheet and put something into the App Store, like holy cow, like that is
100%
so cool. 100%. It's amazing. So anyway, we wanted to talk about that. Matt also shared something this morning from our Twitter feed, which I thought was pretty cool. One of the Webflow community members, Aviv, launched a new site. You want to talk about it, Matt?
Yeah, so Aviv Schwartz, he is a Webflow community expert. He is awesome, super smart dude. He's been working on a project for the last few months called Tiny Resources. And what it is essentially he is trying to build these micro tutorials.
It's just a small project.
Right. Yeah. They're small tutorials for, you know, different things, you know, building modals or setting cookies or things like that. So he's got videos right now. I think articles are on the way, but he's a really smart dude. And I'm really excited to see where this is going, but, tiny-resources.com, that's where you can find it. I'm pretty sure it's Webflow focused right now. I don't know what his plans are down the road. Maybe we'll have him on the episode one day.
Yeah, that would be cool. Get him on the podcast. Let him talk about it. That sounds awesome. So that was kind of it for new things. Am I missing something, Matt?
No, I think let's jump right into it. So with the Meetup build, you rebuilt it because Meetup changed their pricing. Let's dive into the site you built. And Ben will have links to all of this, his site in the show notes. But let's go into it. Walk me through what I'm seeing on my screen right now.
Yeah, so what we did is I put up a video, and it's on YouTube. Link in the show notes. But it is a long, long video. So it is 1 hour, 45 minutes, maybe. It's long. The reason I did this is because the last couple of videos I've made, people have been like, more detail, please. So, listening to that feedback, this is all the detail you can handle and more. The good news about a YouTube video is you can completely fast forward. So I actually took you through building everything from scratch, which was super fun. But what I did was I just started with a style guide, built some things out. But the whole core of the build was based around how can we get people to RSVP to like a meetup type event. So I started looking. And there was one site that was really, it was a good piece of inspiration. It was Queer.js, which I think is super cool. They have a meetup, and it's queerjs.com if you want to go look at it. And
it's the most beautiful site ever.
It's really a great site. And they have this whole RSVP option, and it's really simple. You hit RSVP, you put in your name, and then they use GitHub username. Like, put in your GitHub username. You know, and then you can say I'm in or RSVP, and they have a place to list speakers, and then it shows all the people who are attending, and it shows their GitHub avatar. And I was like, oh, that's super cool. I wonder if we could do like the same sort of thing. So, you know, when you in Meetup, it takes your account information. So if you signed up for a Meetup account, you RSVP to event, it shows your avatar from that site. You know, any information you choose to share. And it can, I mean, people can click through and see what other meetups you're a part of and all that kind of stuff. But I was just kind of thinking if we were rebuilding it, kind of modeling it after that Queer.js site, like where, you know, people can submit an RSVP, and then we can show how do we show their avatar and kind of get that information. How do we figure that out? So what I did is I built this site. It's a really simple site. It's got a giant card for the hero section. It just shows name of the meetup, you know, a brief description, a button to RSVP, which actually takes you to the page. I put in a short example of like how you could put blog content or something like it underneath. But when you click in and you RSVP to an event, it takes you to the event page, which same sort of hero section up top.
Can I pause you real quick? Is this a CMS type thing? Was that card element on the homepage?
Okay. So it's all CMS driven. So I created a CMS collection. I called it events. And so I have an events collection. And then what I did was the events collection has like, you know, all the things you would need, like what's the name of the event? When does it start? When does it end? What's a short description of the event? You know, who are the speakers? So I have a collection called speakers and hosts, and it's people who might be hosting the event or people who are speakers, where you could put in pictures of the speakers, their names, where they work, links to their social media, you know, all that fun stuff, just so we could get information, like a brief bio and description, so you could get all of that. So we have that collection. And then I created an empty collection, and I called it attendees, and that's where people who RSVP, that's where they go. So the whole thinking was, when somebody RSVPs on our site, they hit the RSVP now button and it brings up a form. They just use the interaction, and essentially it's got a place for people to put in their name, optional, like where do they work or what do they do, you know, just a brief little bit about them. And then the way I set it up, I used a site called avatars.io. It's an API. It's pretty cool. I'll put the link in the description here. This has kind of been shuttered. The company that built this was Shoot, and they got bought out by another company. And if you click through to the libraries for more information, all the GitHub repositories are gone. So,
like, they're non-existent, or they're just like not documented anymore. Like, no one's maintaining.
I think they're private now, and nobody's maintaining them. So,
oh, wow.
So, like, okay, if you use the Facebook or Instagram option, it doesn't work. But what still works very well is the Twitter option, which I don't like Facebook anyway, and I don't know many places you put in an Instagram username to RSVP for something. So,
right. Right.
So it's totally fine. So I used their Twitter piece. And basically, you put in a Twitter. It's like avatars.io/Twitter/ the person's username at Twitter, and then you can have image source equals that address, and it'll pull in their avatar.
That's pretty super amazing. Simple. Like, there's no outside libraries or anything like that that you have to.
It's avatars outside libraries that's doing the work. So the library still exists and works. The API works.
The
repositories just aren't accessible. And then Gravatar works. So
interesting.
You can like put in an email address, you know, WordPress has Gravatar. So like if you sign up for an account, you set your username and information and avatar, and then it pulls it. So you can pull by somebody's email address. You can pull by somebody's Twitter handle. So we use that. And then there's a really simple way to get somebody's GitHub profile as well, which so I gave in our signup form, like you click RSVP, name, where do you work, and then you could choose which service you would like to register with. It's just a tabs component, like, oh, and any of these would work essentially. So you could put in your GitHub username if it's a technical meetup, or you could put just Twitter or email or what have you. So you put in, you know, your Twitter handle and you hit submit. And it submits a form. Now, what's hidden on the form is I have an input that's hidden that's got the ID of the meetup that we're currently
on. Right, the pages I'm on.
So it's pulling the ID. And if you've never done this before, essentially, Webflow gives, like, if you have a meetup and it's called Ben's Awesome Meetup, that meetup is given an ID by Webflow. And so I use that ID and I put it in my collection as its own field. So one of my fields in my collection for events is an ID field, and I put in that Webflow ID, and then I pass it through the form. And then what I could do with Zapier, I could say on the form submission, when somebody RSVPs, you know, create a new attendee, and then I can use that ID to set a reference field. So a single reference field was what, so attendee has all of these fields available. And then it has a single reference field for which event they're signing up for, and it uses that ID to page there. So it attaches it to that event. And then at the bottom of my page where the attendees would go, I just put in a collection list and filtered it by all the attendees for that current event. And then
So what's the word? Like, Webflow's baked in conditional,
conditional visibility.
Wow.
So you just filter by current event. Boom. It just shows you the people who have that one specific event. And then what I did is I, for each collection item, I put in the Twitter, the GitHub, and the Gravatar image. And then you wrap those in a link to their Twitter profile, GitHub profile, or mail to.
Oh, nice.
So then you can hover over, like, one things I didn't put in here, but you could put in like a tooltip. When you hover over it, it shows the person's name, and then you click on it, it takes you to their Twitter profile or their GitHub profile, so you could kind of learn more about that person, right? And it lists them out. I didn't put it on the page. I kind of have attendees in parentheses one, but one of the things I was thinking that you could do is, it's real easy. There's JavaScript out there, and I'll try to find this and add it to the page, where essentially you can count how many items are in a collection on a page, so you could show how many people have RSVP'd for that one event, which is really cool. And then there are other things you could do. So basically what happens is somebody RSVPs, boom, that's it. But if you were really building a site, you could go a step further, like for your event. So you could say, hey, Oren RSVP, I work in Slack. Can I want so I want it to ping me on Slack and say, this person just RSVP'd for the meetup, so I can like know that. Or I could turn around, like if our group, our meetup group, had a Slack, we could even post that in an open channel, like, hey, so-and-so just RSVP'd for Tuesday's meetup. Oh, yeah. Cool, you know, right? Everybody can open the thread, tag them. Hey, so cool, glad you're coming, you know, whatever. If they're in that group. The other thing that you could do is you could send out an email to that person. You could make one of those fields required email. And you could just say, like, okay, when they fill this out, you know, send them an email out. Hey, thanks so much for signing up for the meetup. Here's where people typically park. Here's some of the, here's what you can expect at our event.
Yeah. Oh, the need to know information, yeah, right?
Oh, hey, accessibility. If you have, you know, specific needs or things that we don't have listed here, let us know. We'd love to accommodate for you. You know, all of those things that you might want to do, you could send out those messages. And then what's cool with attendees, you can literally, in Webflow, export all of those attendees out, and you could sort by which event they're attending, and then you have a spreadsheet of users, and now you could, you know,
nice,
you could take that information, put it somewhere like MailChimp, and then schedule follow-ups, like, you know, drip content, like, hey, we're a week away, we're 3 days away, so-and-so is speaking,
right?
You
know. And that's where a lot of the value is. I mean, in the, like we said, and we, I think we talked about it in, I mean, I say early episode, we only had six episodes, but in an earlier episode, like, the value is in the data.
Yeah.
So the fact that you can export that, yeah, like, literally, I mean, if you haven't used Webflow, it's literally a button that says export to CSV or something like that, and you're set.
Yep.
So you're not locked into any platform. Even if, like, if you're one of the people that are like, but what if Webflow dies? What if after this investment they go haywire? Because I've seen that on the forums. Export your data. I mean, it's yours. Yeah. So go take it.
Oh, and the other cool thing you could do is, like, hey, when somebody signs up, I'm going to go ahead and add them based on the reference ID for that meetup. I'm going to add them to an email list for that meetup. And so you can have a list just for that meetup, so you don't even have to take the extra steps. Then you just go into MailChimp or wherever, bam, like, you know. And,
yeah.
And then you, there's just so much that, so much power there when you're using Zapier, because it just unlocks integrations with so many different tools, right? So now you have your own meetup site. You control the data. You have control of how it's used. You have control of how it looks. It's not just a meetup site with, I need an image that's this size by this size to put in for the header image. You know, like, you can absolutely have total, complete creative control. It's mobile friendly. You know, you can take it and you can use it. I think in this example, I even showed people how to build like a bottom nav that matches for phone.
That's pretty, pretty sweet.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have that. And then, like I said, you can bring your content along. So instead of having one site with content and, you know, being so segmented, you can still have stuff on YouTube or wherever, but you can house everything, blog content, videos, events, everything that's happening in one site, so people have one destination, and it kind of tidies things up.
And you own it. I mean, like, that, yeah, that's your – there's, I sent you this earlier today. There's value in equity, and the fact that you're building it yourself means that Meetup cannot – change their pricing structure and completely ruin the way you get the way your community works.
Well, and and it's also value in it. Like, if you want to change the way things are, if you've got a big project in mind,
you can design this 100% how you like. You like, I mean, this is just going back to how crazy Webflow is. Like, you can build this website however you want, and then using these core principles that Ben put in place, like, I mean, and this is really straightforward and simple, and it's interesting. When Ben and I were planning this out, I thought this would be a lot more complex, and like, but even I can follow along, and I'm an idiot. So, whatever. Like, anyone can do this, and I encourage everyone to do it, even if it's just for learning.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're just, like, trying to figure out how to make Zapier triggers work, because I don't even think you need – I was looking at Zapier's pricing today. I don't think – there's no premium Zaps involved here. It's literally just on Webflow form submission – send back to Webflow.
Yep. And then, listen, if you wanted to take this to the next level, you say, great, this is all cool. I don't want to just rely on avatars.io, and I don't want to I don't want to rely on these external pieces, and I kind of want people to have their own account. Well, guess what? You can do that too. So, like, go get MemberStack, integrate it with your site. Now MemberStack has the ability, you can pass user IDs through. So you could literally say this user registered, and then you can, you know, you can display user images, your user avatars and different things. So not only are you're not using like, oh, it comes from Twitter or it comes from Gravatar, or it comes from GitHub. You could literally have your own place where they can set their own profile images, and you can set custom fields in MemberStack. And so they can, you know, you can have very specific fields about maybe where they work or what they do, and, you know, or however your meetup works, there's specific information, you know, people want to set themselves a badge of things that they're good at or like whatever, like you can do all kinds of things. Right. And so, but you can pass that MemberStack information through Webflow forms as well. So, and you can hide those forms. So now, like, it's your members. So if you wanted to go next level, you just say, boom, MemberStack, Webflow, Zapier. Now it is like completely like it's meetup on steroids where you have complete creative control. But also my users have accounts, right? And all these things that maybe I specifically want for my site. So like if you wanted to go next level, you absolutely could.
Yeah. And I mean, touching on the MemberStack piece, like if you wanted a... I mean, obviously, this is, you can build your meetup however you want, but if you wanted a premium meetup where you charge people for access, because, or maybe some sort of courses or something like that, you can do all of that with this. You can manage a bunch of different courses. You can manage premium meetups, all of that with a MemberStack, Zapier, Webflow combination.
Or maybe the meetup is free, but you have some really amazing teachers and creators, and you want to empower them, and they can charge for some content. So most of the stuff is free. You have free stuff on the site, but you also have paid content and paid courses that go along. So, like, you know, I heard Matt give this great speech and at the meetup, and it was really great, and I learned a lot from it. Guess what? Matt has a whole course on here, and for, you know, a small fee, you can pay and access that, right? And now, so the people in your community are actually making money off of these courses that you're posting as a part of your meetup site, even though maybe the core functionality of the meetup and some of the more
100%
some of the other is completely open free to everyone. Right. So you can kind of have that mixed model. There's so many different ways that you can approach it. I just think that, I mean, why wouldn't you try to do that? Like, it's just I think it's a great way to have total creative control and you know, skip the middleman, right? Now it's your process. Right. So
there's value and equity. Yeah. I'm gonna repeat that till I die. I'm gonna get that tattooed on me.
I'm gonna wear a shirt at No Code Conf, and it just says there's value and equity.
That's what I'm
gonna give my speech
just,
in.
Just big block letters from the collar right down to the bottom of the shirt.
It's just gonna say value and equity. There's value and equity. That's what I'm gonna wear. I'm gonna wear it at the No Code Conf.
There we go. I think it's a pretty fire fit, if I'm being honest.
And then I'm going to put in quotation marks or a tribute to Matt Varghese, and then Wayne Gretzky below that, maybe Michael Scott.
There we go. I love it.
Or Visual Dev FM. Yeah. So we need some Visual Dev FM swag. That needs to happen.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe we'll... we'll do some, what's it called? Wow, I'm blanking on air. The name of the fulfillment service.
Oh, Printful.
Printful. Yeah. Yes, there we go. Printful. I was like, I don't know why I'm blanking on things today. Like, maybe the microphone in front of me makes
it's late.
A little bit more nervous.
To be fair.
Yeah, that's true, it's too. Late. It is late.
And this whole fallback thing is absolutely killing me right now, so...
I agree.
And I went to a concert last night and stayed up way too late. Things that people don't care about. So
what's next?
What's next? Back on track. Thank you, Matt. What's next? Outro. So, like, let's talk about what's up next week. We're going to talk to Matt, and I have, and it's really more Matt's friend than me. But I met Mary at a meetup, Webflow meetup, and she had an idea for an app. I think we've talked about this a lot now. Tinder, but for
we kept saying next week we'll do this, next week, but this is really, this is on me, because I did not reach out to Mary. So this is not Mary's fault. This is not Ben's fault. Again, you're seeing that I dropped the ball here. But we hit up Mary. We got a time scheduled. So we're going to be sitting down with her this week, interviewing her, learning about the story behind her app. Oh, sorry, I cut you off.
No,
Tinder for jobs.
Tinder, but for like employers, employees. People have done it, but she, I think, has a vision for Oklahoma City. Something specific locally for Oklahoma City as in the App Store. I'm thinking iOS, Google Play. We'll learn more. We're gonna talk to her.
We'll see. Yeah. Literally, both of us are flying blind here. So
it's gonna be fun.
This session will not only be informative for you all, but informative for us while we build the app and figure out how do we build an MVP of it, something that she can use and manage on her own, and things of that nature. And how can we do it with no code, obviously?
How can we do it with no code? And I think the fun part will be us just trying to we're going to be filling our way through this. There's a lot we don't know. Like, hopefully Mary doesn't listen to this episode. But there's a lot that we don't know, too. But we will figure it out. We're excited to dive into some more no-code tools that we've been keeping our eye on. And I think it's going to be pretty awesome. So, in fact, there's a couple of these tools where people from them are going to be at NoCodeConf. And I actually plan on trying to sneak in a word here and there with a couple of them and see if they can point me in the right direction. Give us a little help. So super excited about that. But that's what's coming up next. Nothing really to share beyond that, because we think this will be a couple episodes. More news, more giveaways coming. After that, more freebies. So just things to keep in mind.
For sure. Go see Ben and Lacey again and Parker at NoCodeConf next week.
Yes, yes. Lacey messaged us, and I'm so excited. Can't wait to see her. And Parker's going to be there. That's going to be super cool. So going to be a good trip. And if you're there, come say hi.
I'm saying like three people out of an entire sold out conference. So there's going to be a lot more people you can say hi to as well. I mean, all three of those people are great, but there's going to be a lot of great people there as well.
Anybody in a Webflow shirt, you're going to want to say hi to, because all the Webflow people are amazing. But that's another story for another day. But we just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. We've got a lot of support, and we really appreciate you guys listening and following along and being a part of the conversation. We've loved having the conversations with all of you who've messaged us, and hope to keep this thing going. So we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to visualdev.fm. You can find us on your favorite social media platform at visualdevfm.